This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, this next hour is going to be jam-packed with your phone calls and with a ton of news on the Fauci files that are about to drop and the move to take your cars away, shut down farming, and what the world will look like if we don't stop them. So I'm going to open the phones up, give the number out next segment. Specifically, I'd like to hear your views on the Fauci files and Elon Musk delivering so far and where you think this is all going. But first, let's hear an incredibly important report that Greg Reese has put out dealing with this super creepy, evil Canadian government euthanasia ad. Here it is.
Been paying attention, you'll notice that the topic of suicide has been on the rise lately. Take, for instance, Canada's MAID program. A macabre play on the French word m'aider, meaning help me. Stories abound of doctors grooming the disabled into the dark program.
You know, let's stop right here.
Coming to light.
I rarely make big mistakes on air, and it's fine. I'm so used to Greg Reese reports on the page that one of our other great Reeses did a video that I haven't seen yet, and so I haven't played it yet. And so we're going to play that later in the broadcast, just because I introduced that wrong. I want to be able to watch it now. Because I'm going to hear it. Reese is a really smart guy. It looks powerful, but I need to be able to actually watch that and come back and talk more about that later. I was already on the fence, but I wanted to get that report out regardless. There's a lot of other key reports we've got as well, like sleepwalking into Armageddon, what will you do when they come for you, and so much more here today. So let me do this. Let's go ahead and fire up the phone system. And I want to give first-time callers a chance to get on board. I really ask the other callers to let new folks get on sometimes, because a lot of people can never get on board. We love to hear from new listeners who are very special. And people agree, if they disagree, if they have a question, a comment, I would love to hear from new viewers. Because new viewers are people that a lot of times might just be just now waking up. Of course, the most precious people are the long-term, hardcore supporters, and you know who you are. And so we'll also have a lot of days where we take calls, and it's obviously a free-for-all. But I would like to hear from new listeners about, not is Elon Musk good or bad. A broken clock's right twice a day. But he is starting to go really fast in the right direction. As you can go back and see him question the vaccines and say he was for them and say, well, is he a good guy or a bad guy? Well, regardless, he's releasing the files on Fauci, and we know from other documents what they are. Just already come out, but these are specifically even more hardcore, showing how he knowingly was in there censoring the public when he's told attorney generals and the federal government, state attorney generals and the federal government, that he did no such thing. So he's definitely in the perjury area, and you know he's in danger because the deep state is coming out of the woodwork to protect him at every level. So I do want to give the number out, and I want to take your calls for first-time callers. The toll-free number is 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. Also, I didn't get to this on the Sunday night show because I'm really sick of talking about Sandy Hook and getting into it, but AP even came out with a report saying I got railroaded. And that it was probably going to get overturned because there'll be no more due process if they don't. And they were interviewing lawyers on their prominent lawyers saying that. I already know that, but what does it mean that AP is doing that? Well, why is Elon Musk releasing all these files? There is a major war inside the deep state that controls corporate media. And you're going to see more and more of this coming out as it gets exposed, just because the globalists aren't all powerful. They don't have total control. So, guys, I know it was in yesterday's stack. Reprint me the article about that and put the video back on my list because I need to be able to get to that later today if we have a chance, because it just shows that when I get up here and tell listeners, we're going to stay on air, we're going to win these appeals, we're not going away, so don't think, oh, I'm going to stop supporting because Jones, it's over, and they say he's been shut down and he'll be shut down and nobody can stop him. Well, none of that's true. Only people that can shut us down is you. If you decide to not buy products at InfoWarsStore.com, and if you decide to stop listening, and if you decide not to share the articles and videos, we're done. So I'm in your hands, and I appreciate your support, and I think the work we're doing is very meritorious, and I think it has merit, And I just humbly ask you to keep us in the fight. Spread the article, spread the videos, share the live feeds by word of mouth, by text message, by email. Call in the national shows, plug the broadcast, and I thank you.
Christmas 2022 is almost here. And we have great products at InfoWarsStore.com that empower your body, your libido, your immune system, that just enrich your life. So whether it's Vitamin Mineral Fusion or DNA Force Plus or Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, they're all still in stock, discounted up to 60% with promo code 1776. And now, finally, we have brought back free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com on orders of $50 or more and big discounts on the regular shipping as well. Plus the book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, signed or unsigned, it's also available with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. So again, that's free shipping on all orders, $50 or more, at InfoWarsStore.com, and up to 60% off at checkout with promo code 1776. And we've got the signed and unsigned copies of the Great Reset War for the World book as well, which make perfect stocking stuffers. Don't wait, take action at InfoWarsStore.com today.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Economic Forum is now looking to reduce ownership of private vehicles. Yes, the forum claiming that this is a way to reduce global reliance on critical metals like cobalt and lithium as they make a push toward green energy. Dagan, give up your car, why don't you?
Yeah, the World Economic Forum sponsors that little get-together, that boondoggle in Davos every year. Why do major private CEOs even go to that thing? If this is, these are the policies that the World Economic Forum are espousing, they're essentially saying, trying to take away your free will. Oh, you can't drive a car. And again, trying to apply the ideas out of Europe onto the United States. Europe has a lot of mass transit. It's a very small continent. And North America, not so much. So stick that idea where the sun doesn't shine.
Well, I have gone to Davos for 20 years for the World Economic Forum, and it's always been an incredible opportunity to hobnob with the leaders of the world. It is incredibly well attended every year. So for some reason, everybody's getting together globally. It has been the place that all of these people meet every year. You're right. Leo, your thoughts on the ideas of going green and taking away your private vehicle?
Well, obviously, when we think about the history of motor vehicles, cars, and other transportation, it has lifted millions, hundreds of millions of people out of poverty and has changed the dynamic of how we all live and the quality of our lives. So yes, while we all want a clean economy and we want a climate that is sustainable, the reality is that a collapsing economy isn't the answer. So there has to be a balance, and unfortunately, in today's bifurcated world, we get a little bit too much extremism. So hopefully we can bring some sense back into it.
Yeah, by the way, those CEOs that go to Davos, many of them, they go on their own private jet.
Now, that's only a 2-minute, 19-second clip, and I could teach a college course on the New World Order and how it operates, just analyzing that clip and how they responded. Why is anybody listening to Davos? Because it's the private arm of the Bilderberg Group and the major finance banks, and those big companies don't get the loans. And government regulators come after them if they don't do what they're told. That's why almost every motorcycle manufacturer has announced they're phasing out gas motorcycles and are going to electric. Did you know that? That's why whether it's Ford or Chevy, owned by GM, they're announcing a phase out by the end of the decade. No more gas cars. No more diesel cars. And, of course, you heard the Davos group, what we've told you 100 times before they announced it, are going to say, oh, sorry, there's not enough material for batteries, and batteries are toxic, so you just can't have cars. Tomorrow's news today, yet again. And, of course, all the studies show if people have cars taken away, it'll make them isolated and much poorer. That's what they want. You will own nothing, you will have nothing, and you will like it. Dodge will phase out gas-powered Charger and Challenger in 2024 to make way for EVs. No more Dodge Charger. No more Dodge Challenger. I've driven both. Splendid vehicles. Beautiful. Inexpensive. Super fast. The base model goes 200 miles an hour. Spacious four-door with the Charger. American classic. And gone. 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 But even the little tiny cars that the Japanese have that get 50 miles a gallon, sorry, bye-bye. And what have the Japanese said? Because they're engineers. They've come out with Toyota and with Nissan reports, dozens of them, and said battery cars don't work. They use more carbon to make the car, more carbon to make the battery. They don't work. It takes more carbon to make the electricity to transfer it to them. They're a fraud. Look at that beauty. And they're just getting rid of all of it, not to replace it with something better, but to get rid of cars, period. So when you hear we've got to get carbon down to net zero, they're talking about you, and now they admit they are talking about you. I want to play a report here by one of our great reporters. Euthanasia ad contains dark symbolism linked to teen suicide trend. Here is the InfoWars special report.
If you've been paying attention, you'll notice that the topic of suicide has been on the rise lately. Take, for instance, Canada's MAID program, a macabre play on the French word m'aider, meaning help me. Stories abound of doctors grooming the disabled into the dark program are thankfully coming to light. Yet the psyop of state-funded assisted suicide seems to be gaining steam by the week. Additionally, a horrifying commercial from Canadian clothing retailer Simons pitches the subject of assisted suicide as a bohemian live-laugh-love reflection on life's beauty. Or something.
Last breaths are sacred. When I imagine my final days, I see bubbles. I see the ocean. I see music. Even now, as I seek help to end my life, there is still so much beauty. You just have to be brave enough to see it.
Watching this not-so-subtle attempt to move the Overton window is shocking in its own right. But wait a second. You missed something. Look again at the blue whale.
Also new this morning, a warning to parents from Charleston police about the Blue Whale Challenge.
It's called the Blue Whale Challenge.
Some people just are tired of living and don't really know what else to do.
Craving a connection, suicidal teens are the target of a new game, a 50-day challenge that, if completed, ends in death.
Buckle up. The Blue Whale Challenge is an online dare that preys upon depressed, suicidal teens. It's a series of daily tasks that are meant to slowly wear down the player's physical and mental well-being over the course of 50 days. The entire challenge is overseen by an anonymous curator who messages and guides the subject through the daily challenges and holds the player accountable. The first few tasks are fairly innocuous, like drawing a picture of a blue whale and taking a photo as proof, but then they slowly escalate towards acts of self-harm and other dangerous situations. On the 50th and final day of the challenge, the subject is asked to commit suicide.
So this random person on Instagram, they just messaged me saying, would you like to play a game? And I was like, sure, what game? He was like, first, you need to type in, I am a whale. And I did that. And I was like, okay, what's next? He said, cut F57 in your leg. And I was like, okay. Well, I actually did.
By the way, hit pause.
I didn't do anything.
Back this up 20 seconds. I'm going to come back from break and play it from there. You understand how powerful this is? One of our crew members, first name's Reese, but he wants to remain anonymous, separate from Gregory's, who put this together. He goes by PsyOp Cop, and I hadn't seen his report yet. I was aware of all this information, and it goes on. They put other suicide symbols all over these government-sponsored and apparel-sponsored programs targeting the young people, teaching them how good it is to hurt yourself or kill yourself. What do you think happened to Ted Cruz's daughter last week? Massive cuts all over her. This is so sick, and this is the mind control, and this is a psyop test going on. Pedophilia, kill yourself, government push euthanasia, absolutely at every level. We're going to post this powerful report on the front page of InfoWars.com. Great job, psyop cop. And we're also going to post it over the live show feed. Creepy. Euthanasia ad contains dark symbolism linked to teen suicide trend. Again, the message is depopulate, make things as ugly as possible. I told you I sent an InfoWars representative 5 years ago to one of the biggest film festivals, Sundance, and he got into meetings with some of the top producers and stuff, and they said, all we've been told is make things ugly and depressing and out of control and scare everybody and just totally destroy civilization. And that's why everything you see is that. And we're going to come back with the rest of this report. Stay with us.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Report that I posted to the front page of InfoWars.com and on the live show feed dealing with government-sponsored ads produced by clothing lines in places like Canada. There's a whole bunch of these ads, but here's just one of them. Creepy euthanasia ad contains dark symbolism linked to teen suicide trend. And this is all test of mind control run by these bots, run by these psyop groups to, again, kill you. The shots, the lab-created virus, the weaponized marijuana, the fentanyl, the human sex trafficking, the smuggling, all of it is meant to make you depressed and die. That's why the Pentagon has psychological systems that they give counseling to the troops for PTSD that actually make them depressed, put them on drugs, and they know statistically makes them commit suicide. So you see the suicide rate go way up because that's what they're being told to condition them to do. Now, even the average psychologist doesn't even know that the information they've been given and the programs they've been given are causing this. But when you pull back, you actually learn that those on top do. We're going to go to your phone calls after this, but let's finish up with this report.
The entire challenge is overseen by an anonymous curator who messages and guides the subject through the daily challenges and holds the player accountable. The first few tasks are fairly innocuous, like drawing a picture of a blue whale and taking a photo as proof, but then they slowly escalate towards acts of self-harm and other dangerous situations. On the 50th and final day of the challenge, the subject is asked to commit suicide.
So this random person on Instagram, they just messaged me saying, would you like to play a game? And I was like, sure, what game? He was like, first, you need to type in, I am a whale. And I did that. And I was like, okay, what's next? He said, cut F57 in your leg. And I was like, okay. Well, I actually did cut it in my leg. He said that if I didn't do anything, that he could track down where I lived and stuff, and that kind of freaked me out because he said that he was gonna, that he could call people and they could kill my family.
The man who supposedly created the game, a Russian by the name of Philip Budakin, was caught and imprisoned for successfully convincing two teenage girls to commit suicide, though he claims to have convinced far more than that. He's quoted as calling his victims biological waste and said that his project is cleansing society. Despite many outlets such as Forbes waving off the challenge as an internet rumor, there are plenty of families reporting having lost loved ones to this suicide grooming ritual worldwide.
This is basically saying goodbye, and this is basically saying goodbye as well with the blue whale.
And this is in Russian?
This is in Russian. It's not in Bulgarian, yes.
Did you know that she knew Russian?
No.
So let's go back to this abomination of an ad here. Was this blue whale used as a calling card for online suicide groomers? I don't know about you, but it seems a bit deliberate to me. How about the spirals drawn in the sand right there? You be the judge and let me know in the comments below. Despite its grim overtones, the ad gets the core message right. Life is beautiful, but it's also too short to fall for tone-deaf dystopian psyops like this one. Consider ads like this as dark foreshadowing for things to come. If you can, get out of Canada now. It's about to get ugly. This is the Psyop Cop for InfoWars.com.
Very important report at InfoWars.com and Band.video. It's up to you folks to get this out of the young people. You understand this is a war. And notice, these are eco-terrorist, Extinction Rebellion types that have a thrill of controlling, a thrill of death, and have bought into, they're the high priest of getting us to commit cultural suicide. acting out at the low level what the globalists are instilling from the top. It is a deliberate operation to depress you and show you so much ugliness and to make you so guilty that you're a human and you're killing the blue whales that you're going to now kill yourself in a heroic act. And the people training the kids to do this see them as human garbage. They don't kill themselves. No, no, no. They're the psychopaths like Bill Gates who are going to oversee our death, our destruction. And now they're trying to give newborn babies the shot. They had to fire three FDA boards because they wouldn't even give it to teenagers. Now it's down to six-month-olds. Now they want to give it to babies. Woman featured in pro-euthanasia commercial wanted to live. Say friends. That's the National Post. That's the liberal paper admitting it. But they intimidated her into letting them kill her. It's a death cult. I remember from a source I had inside PETA a full 10 years before it broke, who was in the highest levels of PETA, who said that they were really a euthanasia death cult and that they were really run by Peter Singer and that they would go up in the top of the building and eat steaks and laugh and make jokes. They would make the employees in Norfolk on the East Coast bring them animals daily, and that the head of PETA, though this woman, would sit there with a needle injecting puppies and kittens and getting off on it. Now, I was told that information, and I thought it was unbelievable. And then many years later, it turns out that that same person's information was given to private eyes for the beef industry. Thank God they were fighting back. They staked out the facility and caught them killing hundreds of dogs and cats a week and dumping them in a dumpster. And if you remember, that's what basically damaged PETA even today, and a bunch of its people that actually believe in animals got mad and said, what are you doing? But I'm going to leave it at that because it's personal. And, you know, I had a family member that I did not know all this was going on with them until later, and they later confided in me in this. Regularly Publishing reached out. I guess they knew who they were. They gave them an interview but did not say their name. And that information was used by Regnery to basically annihilate PETA. It's another just bizarre thing about my life that I've been so close to all these things. And I remember she was offered a lot of money to put a book out. And I said, if what you're saying is true, these people are so crazy, no one's going to believe it. And I basically did not go along with the book being published. This was like 20 years ago now. And it was just insane. I found it really hard to believe. And then it all came out. This is going on. What type of people pressure in a big high-rise, you know, they were in a big building, but all the subordinates weren't allowed up on the top floor to then order their subordinates to go out and get dogs and cats and bring them to them. And then they would kill them, and they'd ask, why are you killing them? They said, well, it's abusive to have a dog or a cat. It's abusive to have a dog or a cat not naturally in an environment. They're leading horrible lives. Well, they love their lives. But really, it was a vampiric need. They couldn't get kids. That's what Peter Singer wanted, was to abort kids after they're born. Remember that? They couldn't get kids. And so it's like Renfield in the Dracula book. He wants rats and bugs, and he says, one day, Dracula, will you please make me a vampire and I can actually have kids? And so the writer of that famous novel was basically telling you what's really going on, what these people are like, and you run into this, and it just sounds too hard to believe, and then it's just right there. It's unbelievable. Your phone calls are coming up. Allison, Roger, Glenn, Emmett, QC, Jonathan, Ty, Jason, your calls are all coming up. Stay with us.
Christmas 2022 is almost here, and we have great products at InfoWarsStore.com that empower your body, your libido, your immune system, that just enrich your life. So whether it's Vitamin Mineral Fusion or DNA Force Plus or Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, they're all still in stock, discounted up to 60% with promo code 1776. And now, finally, we have brought back free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com on orders of $50 or more and big discounts on the regular shipping as well. Plus, the book, The Great Reset in the War for the World, signed or unsigned, it's also available with with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. So again, that's free shipping on all orders, $50 or more, at InfoWarsStore.com, and up to 60% off at checkout with promo code 1776. And we've got the signed and unsigned copies of the Great Reset War for the World book as well, which make perfect stocking stuffers. Don't wait, take action at InfoWarsStore.com today.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Texas.
Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
And we are back. A BitBoy, one of the number one cryptocurrency talk show hosts, is going to be in studio with us coming up in the next hour. Look for that to talk about FTX, the economy, the future of cryptocurrencies, and more. But I want to get through these calls for the folks that called in as we speak. Elon Musk has released three tranches of documents. He says he's going to release information on Fauci and that Fauci should be arrested for what he knows. Well, we already know what they've done from other documents in other areas, but this is reportedly even more hardcore. We're taking phone calls on that subject. Musk just released something else, I'm told by the producers, but it's not the Fauci stuff. So the floodgates are open. We'll be covering that as it comes in. as all of it unfolds. But they stole the election meddled, they secretly spied, they secretly worked with the FBI and government to suppress people. The government and Biden told them who to censor. I mean, just incredible criminal activity, and now even more is coming out. Let's go to Roger in California on Elon Musk and this whole situation. Regardless of what people think about Elon Musk, he's delivering right now. This is devastating to the deep state.
Alex, love you totally. You saved my life. You saved my girlfriend's life. If I hadn't found you, we would be shot up to the gills. And without you, I don't know what I would have done. So I'm really, really thankful.
Well, let me just
that.
Say this. Let me say this. Just like they're trying to teach kids how to commit suicide, and it's all a giant death cult or sterilize themselves, all I ask is that you save others now. Tell everybody about the broadcast. Take clips out of the show. Share them with people. Start your own show. Do whatever you can, sir. Just be as vocal as you can. You're thanking me. I'm begging you and thanking you for caring and tuning in. And I'm begging you now to save others and then tell them to save others. We're unstoppable together. We either come together or we're going to fail. You understand that?
Absolutely. I send out your links almost every day. My girlfriend sends out your links almost every day. And so we're just trying to spread the word as much as we can. On to Elon Musk. So I'm in L.A. I work in the film business. I'm a digital artist. So I've spent the last 20 years refining my skill set to create like the most incredible artwork for these films that it creates these worlds. And what I got to say, what I think Elon Musk is doing is he's trying to position himself to control the New World Order because AI is going to take over all our jobs. And I was talking about that film industry stuff. Text-to-image AI is about to invalidate 20 years of my experience in image making and art creation. It is the most insane thing I've ever seen. And if you haven't heard of ChatGPT, which is that open AI, it's insane. It you can just type in almost anything. It can solve all these problems because it's
working. Well, for folks that don't know, and I've talked to a lot of top people, high level. They said, Alex, they don't let you know on Siri or these other systems AI how good it is. It's dumbed down. The public doesn't know how super advanced it already is, and it's listening and watching everything.
Absolutely. I'm literally scared for my job right now because, and I'm on the, we're at the very edge of this digital kind of, you know, work that we do. So I'm looking at it going, I don't know if I'm going to have a job next year or within the next year.
And explain what that means to people. The AI is so good that you can tell it what you want, and then it's able to create art that is beautiful and powerful. And again, that's the real mark of intelligence.
Absolutely. Like, so it's called Midjourney. Midjourney is one of the different AIs out there, and these are available to everyone. You type in four or five words, say, you know, I want a beautiful castle on a hill with a sunset, and I want it to be as high resolution and gorgeous as you can make it, and it will give you infinite versions of this image. And that's what I do for a living all day, every day. It took me 20 years to get good at doing this kind of work.
But you know why it's powerful, because it's hooked into all of us, stealing our art, our culture, and then only giving it to you at high speed. And so the key is going to be trademark and copyright with this AI, because what it's doing is stealing. So again, it's only good at showing us what our mind already has. It's basically like a subconscious, because our subconscious is thousands of times more powerful than our conscious, because we can't dive into all that and process it through the cerebral cortex that is our limited focus. And so this is like looking into the subconscious.
Absolutely. And so what I think Elon is doing is he knows that this technology is so powerful, so he's trying to position himself to be in control of literally everything. He can control the AI.
He said that. He wants Internet X, where everything's under his control, and he knows the open, free Internet is what will get everybody to him. So he's acting like he's the savior while getting everybody to come to him. But in the process, he is still exposing the old dinosaurs, so he's performing a service right now.
Absolutely. So it's a double-edged sword. What he's doing is great right now, but he could turn that other edge on humanity at the very same time. So it's very dangerous. Last thing I got to say.
Just remember, we can then create art and literature and culture that's anti-globalist. And what's been proven is the AI can't help but then become our slave, no matter how they program it. So remember, they're still got a tiger by the tail.
That's a great point. That's an absolutely great point. I got to say one more thing. I did a food cleanse years ago. I got really sick while I was cleansing out, and I woke up out of this fog, and I thought, food is mind control. So this was like 10 years ago. I went into YouTube. I said, food is mind control. I found you. And it was so hard to listen to you back when I was in the Matrix. And then slowly what happened is I just went down the rabbit hole with all your videos. And at this point now, I'm 49. I do jujitsu. Without your supplements, I could not compete with like these 20 and 25, 30-year-olds that I have to roll with every day.
Thank you, Roger. A beautiful call. Great points. I got to get to more of these callers, and BitBoy's coming up. But if I have to, after BitBoy goes, I'll go into the fourth hour and take your calls. But I want to take like 5-6 calls next segment, but I want to get to this right now. Ladies and gentlemen, the cavalry's here for our funding, and the cavalry's here for you. They took away a bunch of our manufacturers. They harassed us. They did all this stuff. So I went out and searched and ended up finding the Fount. Two different suppliers that are both in the top five of supplement supplies, of high-quality supplements, to not just America but the world, based right here in America. And so, ladies and gentlemen, we now finally have it in. It's InfoWars MD. We are so proud of InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com. You've definitely got to go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you've got to check this out right now. Here are the new products, ladies and gentlemen. Full-spectrum, high-end CBD oil for your joints, your brain, inflammation, your whole body. 10 milligram, 25 milligram, and 1,000 milligram. It's half the cost of the leading brands that aren't even as good. Turmeric 95, same as bodies, 95% humanoid. It's just from the source. Libido RX, incredible. Better mood, amazing. Nitric boost, super strong nitrous oxide in your blood for health in your entire cardiovascular system. Mushroom Max is an over-the-top natural nootropic, highest quality. Ageless Vitality Collagen, great for women and men, highest quality collagen. Superfood Greens, all of this now available at InfoWarsStore.com under the InfoWars MD banner. And these are all clones of already top best-selling brands in the United States. And instead of it being sold in stores, it's sold direct. We don't even ship it from Austin anymore. We ship it from Colorado. And then that means they don't have to ship it to us, they ship it to you. Price gets added there. So these are amazing products. We'll still have InfoWars Life, but most of the InfoWars Life products were products that we turned out we were getting from this group just going through a middleman that got the raw material. So that was a big company as well. So them trying to shut us down only made us innovate. InfoWars MD, they've got plenty of everything except the CBD. But despite that, we're going to keep it on sale. They won't have more CBD for a few months. We have limited supply of that. The turmeric is kind of close to selling out as well, but everything else they've got a good supply of. The nitric boost, all of it. And then you see on screen from the other big manufacturer who's also a listener, 1776 Testosterone Boost and Pain MD. Those are both nationwide in their category best sellers for years. They're new products, last few, but the last 2 years, best-selling products. We have them cloned with our name on it. They let us do that. Massively discounted. InfoWars Platinum. InfoWarsStore.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
BetBoy Crypto in studio next hour. Then I'll host into the fourth hour with Gerald Celente and your calls. I'm going back to your calls right now. Allison in the great state of Texas, welcome and thanks for calling.
Thank you, Alex. I'm a new caller. I've never called you before, but I'm from Texas, and I've been with you since Waco time, you know, since back then. I've been.
So you've been listening since the mid-90s.
Yes, I have. And, you know, back when it was Prison Planet and all that, you know. I love you. I love the crew. I love the products. The iodine's really good for a toothache, by the way, if anybody's having a problem with that. But I called you about the four horses of the apocalypse, and I want to talk about the last horse, which is, in English, it's referred to as pale, but it's actually the word chloros, which is green. It's a green horse, and death rides on the green horse. And, you know, we hear the word green 50,000 times a day, you know, if you listen to the media. And
the green movement is the human extermination, depopulation, transhumanist movement. Absolutely right,
the green horse. Yep. And even on your little images you show sometimes of the apocalypse, you know, the fourth horse is green, you know, on your screen. But this subject came up of suicide, and my son was a gunny sergeant in the Marine Corps, and he was one of the 22s. You know, he committed suicide about 5 years ago. And forgive me, I'm getting a little shook out. But PTSD is brainwashing, and no one will ever be able to convince me that that's not what it is. You know, they call it PTSD, like post-traumatic stress. But it's brainwashing. And he would tell me things, and then he would go off into this gibberish, you know. He would try to tell me what had happened over there, but it would go off into this gibberish talk, and I tried not to freak out, you know, but I knew, like, where it was headed. I saw it coming, you know, because, get this, the last person he talked to was a CIA psychiatrist. And these people showed up at his funeral. Now, when it was all going on, I was so shook up, of course, that I didn't realize. But I walked right up to these people. At the funeral, they were all lined up down the side of the church, or the, you know, the chapel we were in. And I thought they were funeral directors. They all, you know, looked like men in black, you know. And I'm sorry, but
well, there's no doubt that what they're teaching is causing suicide. Instead of teaching people to overcome it and help others and help themselves, and they teach them to be victims. They teach them, you do have a problem, you're ruined, your life is over, and it's definitely contributing to the suicide.
They tell us now that we're the enemy of democracy and all that. That's what they tell them. They beat it into their head, however they do it, through, you know, inoculations, whatever they, however they do their brainwashing, that they must kill the enemy. You know, that's the thing. You must kill the enemy. Then when they get out of the service, they start talking to them and telling them, oh, you are the enemy. He told me that.
Well, that's right. I mean, what it is it's not all the government psychologists, but it's a large contingent of leftists sent in there. Just like they trick the little girls to commit suicide and cut themselves, they go in and tell them, you are a bad thing. You're part of a bad thing. You're part of the patriarchy. And they basically teach them, you're bad, so they will destroy themselves. Like after a war, they'll spike a cannon or decommission a weapon. They want these men to kill themselves. They're teaching them to kill themselves. And I'm sorry to hear that happen to you. God bless you. But, yeah, that's what they're doing. Ty in Tennessee, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, thanks for all you do, man. I appreciate it. I got a question for you. Me and my wife just found out a couple weeks ago that she's pregnant with our first child, and I've just been trying to sift through all the information on, you know, which vaccines they should get and shouldn't get, and I'm just curious about your recommendation on...
Well, I mean, the vaccine science is 100% real and 100% effective if it's not tainted or if it's not been jacked with on purpose. And when I say 100% effective, I mean, as a group, you give somebody a tetanus shot, they're not going to get tetanus if they step on stuff that's got tetanus. The problem is all the side effects. Will you survive that? So there's always side effects they lie about. How bad they're going to be is up for debate. Depends on your physiology. But the so-called new shots are not vaccines. They're gene therapy, very experimental. That's why they couldn't get them approved. They just got executive order to put it through. So I don't trust the system. Nothing's better than clean food and water, supplementation, sunshine, and exercise. And so I personally, none of my children, I've got four of them, and they all look like movie stars. I'm not bragging. It's just true. All four of my children have never had any shots, and I had very, very few when I was young. And my grandmother's doctor told her she got polio from the polio vaccine. Told my grandmother that back in the 50s. So there's been a long line of carnage from these. And so vaccines are real technology, but you just can't trust the system at any level to take them, is my view.
Cool. That helps me a lot, man.
I mean, Bill Gates says he wants to depopulate the world, and he's got his fingers in almost all the vaccine makers. So what's that tell you?
For sure. Yeah, for sure. The only other question I'd have is I've really kind of started reading some scriptures and stuff, and I'm just curious your recommendation on what Bible do you read?
You know, I don't claim to be the big theologian. I sat in a lot of Sunday school. And a lot of times I'll flip to the channels and watch preachers on TV. And I've read a lot of the Bible. But, you know, I personally just have a spiritual relationship with God and discernment from the Holy Spirit. And so I basically operate off of that. And basically, if I just follow the Spirit, it has all the answers. It's never wrong. It's when I don't want to follow it that I have issues. That's why I do have issues. Like all of us, I'm fallen. But if I was you, I would read the first few books of the Bible. I would also read Exodus. I would read the three Gospels and all the red letter stuff with Jesus. And then I would read Daniel, I'd read Ezekiel, and I would read Revelation. And then I would, you know, we should get more trusted theologians on and people that know what's going on to walk through all this. But it's all crystal clear once you understand it, once you see it.
Cool. I was curious if there was a version of the Bible that you think is, you know, more historically accurate or
you know, all of them have been manipulated. None of it's perfect. But they did get the Dead Sea Scrolls, and it was pretty much very close to what's in the King James Version. The issue is that the early churches, including the Orthodox and the Catholic, pulled some of the books out. And so there are books of the Bible that are not there that people should read as well. It doesn't mean it's all, you know, perfect. You need to use the Holy Spirit to discern it when you're reading it. But I personally like a King James Version.
Cool. Thanks so much for your help, man. I appreciate everything you guys do.
Thank you, brother. God bless you. I appreciate your call. Let's go talk to James in California. James, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Alex, during 9/11, I had a trading desk set up in my apartment in Dana Point. I was all over the internet for the five-year period following 9/11. I was all over Drudge during those days. It wasn't until 2010 that I got a copy of The Obama Deception that my son gave me. I listened to it and watched it, and I recognized your voice. But I had never heard your name, Alex, in all those years of being all over the net. I grew to hate Charlie Sheen because he was 9/11 was an inside job. I grew to dislike the Dixie Chicks because they were talking about things that they shouldn't have been talking about, supposedly. So what it shows me, Alex, is how much censorship that was going on in the internet during that period and how much mind control I was truly under. And I've been listening to you now since 2011. I've been following almost everything you say. And I just want to tell you, I love you to death.
Well, I love you too, brother, and we're all imperfect vessels to carry forward the information, but you're absolutely right. The censorship's always been there. Now it's more intense. It's out in the open because the enemy is losing the fight for hearts and minds. We are winning. The question is, what will the globalists do to try to grab a victory from the jaws of defeat? That's the big question.
That is the question. You know, and thank God for Matt Drudge in 2010 and 2011 when he started linking to you, you know.
Well, that's why I don't bash Drudge. You know, he got Trump elected more than anybody else out there other than Trump. He did such a great job for decades. And the best I know is when he asked the Republicans for support when he was under covert attack, they didn't help him and didn't support him. So he said, screw you, and basically leased it to a consortium run by CNN. And, you know, he just gave up, I guess. But I don't dislike Matt Drudge, and I admire Matt Drudge. And he's a really smart person, and, you know, whatever they had on him, whatever they did to him, I forgive him, because none of us are perfect.
Right on, Alex. I love Matt Drudge, and I love you, and I don't go to Drudge anymore at all, because it's CNN-owned, and that's the way it is, Alex.
Yep, it is. It's CNN, a subgroup of CNN, leases it. They up the lease every year. We'll be right back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.